paying taxes. This is part of the Vision 2024 to build a smart and modern receiver of revenue. SARS Commissioner says it will ensure that tax dodgers are dealt with. And lastly, in commemoration of this historic day, KwaZulu-Natal will open a Mandela Multi-Purpose and Exhibition Center at the site in Howick where Mandela was captured. This year marks the 30th anniversary of when Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was released from prison after 27 years behind bars. The KZN Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs spokesperson Senzelwa Mzila says the center will be a place for people to learn about Madiba's liberation history and values. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 15 rand 3 cents, the euro is at 19 rand 42 cents, one British pound will cost you 16 rand 45 cents. Gold is selling at $1,572.14 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg has scattered thunderstorms with the temperatures peaking at 26 degrees, an expected low of 13 degrees. Recapping your top stories this hour, the Federation of Union of South Africa says embattled ESCOM should be placed under business rescue. For UJFM News, I'm Dominique Machola. More news updates to follow at 4:30.
UJFM Traffic.
It's just gone 3 minutes after 4 o'clock, and it's time for us to give you your second traffic update on the UJFM Drive. Let's start off in Bedford View on the N3 southbound. There is apparently a stationary vehicle just near the Van Buren Road exit. It's causing some queue in traffic. Please do approach with caution. And in Centurion, on the old Johannesburg Road, traffic lights are not working at Central Avenue, but don't despair because pointsmen are on duty. In Midrand, on the N1 southbound, another stationary vehicle will be found just before the Buccleuch interchange. It's causing some queue in traffic. Please do approach with caution, otherwise find an alternative route. And in Bryanston, on William Nicol Drive, traffic lights are not working at Ballyclare Drive. In Bryanston again, on William Nicol Drive on the northbound this time, there is a stationary vehicle that you will find just on Sloane Street, and it's causing some queue in traffic. The second last update that I have for you is in Marlborough North on Marlborough Drive. It is said that